RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Amp
up, school spirit.
FB on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Time for one of our favorite parts of the week, 10:30 every Wednesday morning. Get a chance to check in with a Chesterfield High School athletics program, part of our Play Chesterfield Athlete Spotlight. And today we head out to Clover Hill High School. We welcome in Director of Student Activities, David Ziglock. David, good morning.
Morning. Thank you for having me.
We are pumped to have you here. This is our fifth Play Chesterfield segment. I know you guys have a lot of good stuff going on, so why don't you share with us kind of what's happening right now at Clover Hill?
Sure. So, you know, we're deep into our fall seasons right now with volleyball, boys and girls, and cross country, and golf and field hockey and football. We're in the middle of everything right now. It's been exciting, as it always is, when you get started with a new year and bring all of our kids back on campus and start getting going really hot and heavy with, having the kids go. We were kind of getting to, we're trying to do some things here this year to kind of get some more school spirit kind of going and getting more kids out to games. And we're trying a few things that we're hopefully are going to lead to some better attendance and, a little more school spirit, so our athletes have some people there rooting for them.
Love it. And it's always fun to have a great environment at the sporting events and make sure students get a chance to get out and cheer their classmates on in the various sports. You want to tell us about some of the successes you guys have had so far this season, or some of your standout performers?
Sure. Yeah, I've got a couple, and I was going to let my couple that I brought with me tell you about theirs, if that's okay.
Very.
Girls volleyball, we've got, it's a senior named Sophia Carter. It has been basically our best server and leads the team in digs and back row kills. She's been a four-year starter for us. Great kid, excellent volleyball player, and she's just kind of been our team leader all year. I'll skip to cross country now. We actually have a junior. His name is Josh Taylor, who's one of the best long distance runner in the state. He very well could be challenging for our region title and possibly even a state title, an individual this year. He's a couple weeks ago, I actually got to go to Fork Union, and he beat the Fork Union record, track record, by 16 seconds. And I think he finished about 16 or 17 seconds ahead of the next guy closest to him. It was pretty impressive. Golf, we just finished up our region tournament the other day, and we had kind of a surprise athlete that joined this year with very little golf experience named Kyle Kerwin. He's a senior, and he kind of came on and kind of worked his way up to the number one spot on our golf team this year and had a really good showing and averaged 3 over par for a kid with very little experience with high school golf before this year, so that's kind of exciting. And then we've got one of our highlights of the year was really in our first game of the year. Gavin Glasgow is our coach's son, had an 84-yard kickoff return against Meadowbrook, and obviously always an exciting play when you see something like that on special teams. And then I'm going to pass off to Maggie Bodman, who is one of our senior field hockey players, and she's going to talk to you a little bit about her highlights, if that's okay.
That's fantastic. Thank you for the updates, and excited to talk to Maggie.
All right, here you go.
All right, we're talking with Maggie Bodman, senior at Clover Hill on the field hockey team here on our Play Chesterfield Athlete Spotlight on 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. Maggie, good morning. How's it going?
It's going good.
Awesome. Why don't you tell us about the field hockey team and what you guys are up to this year?
Well, last night we played a really hard team, and we've been kind of working this whole year on organizing our defense and keeping a strong defensive point of view on all of our games. And last night we played a game that would usually be pretty rough. It's a team that's really good in our region, and we actually held them off, and they didn't score anything in the last half. So recently we've just been really proud of how we've organized our team and how our team chemistry has kind of formed throughout the season.
That's awesome. So senior, have you been a four-year field hockey player?
5 years, actually. I started in eighth grade.
I love it. That's awesome. What's it like going through the final round here after such a big part of your life?
Well, it's really interesting because since I've been playing for 5 years, I've made so many friends along the way. And now that all of my older friends who have graduated, I'm started to like see how the new girls that are coming in are starting to develop their skills and everything like that. So it's just really cool to see how all of the students kind of move up the ranks and, you know, go from just learning how to play to starting and then JV to varsity. So it's really cool to see that.
That's awesome. Anything you're looking forward to throughout the season?
Probably just continuing our team chemistry and the way we work together on the field. It's really exciting to see how we can move like one drill from practice that the captains come up with to strengthen us, that you can see how it affects all the players on the field.
That's awesome. How about you? What's in your future after Clover Hill?
After Clover Hill, I'm looking to go to college, maybe play club if I don't play anywhere for field hockey, but I definitely want to keep playing field hockey. It's just such a fun sport, and Clover Hill has shown me that, you know, field hockey is like an awesome sport, but also a really, really cool way to be with people and play the game.
That's awesome. Before we let you go, anybody else on the team you want to give a shout-out to or that who's been playing well this year?
Shout out to Kinsley Varn, my other senior captain. We're like a cute little senior duo on the team, and we're both captains, and we work really well together helping the team.
That's cool. Well, thank you for spending some time with us this morning, and I think Ian's there as well. Is that right?
Yes.
We'll let you hand off to him, and thanks to Maggie, and good luck to the Clover Hill field hockey team going forward. We're also joined here this morning on our Play Chesterfield Athlete Spotlight, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM by Ian Watts. He's a senior on the volleyball team. Ian, good morning. How's it going?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. Why don't you tell us about kind of how the Cavaliers are doing this year in boys volleyball and what you guys are up to?
This year we're kind of recovering from losing a lot of our main guys last year. We've got a lot of juniors coming off the bench. We've got a couple of new guys just new to the sport, but I mean, we're just hustling and getting after it, doing our best, you know.
It's always been one of my favorite sports to watch. It's so fast paced and there's so much action. What attracted you to volleyball? How long you been playing?
Actually, what attracted me was one of my buds just coming to me last year during the summer, talking about just a little bit of volleyball fun, and turned out he invited me to a tryout. This is my second year now.
Oh, that's awesome. So I guess just as you've learned and grown, what's it been like kind of experiencing the sport and getting to improve every day and work with those guys?
Oh, man, it's just the greatest. I mean, volleyball is just a really fun sport. I mean, obviously, I'm still, like, you know, getting to know the game, but just being able to be around the guys on the team and just seeing everybody individually grow, and as a team as well, just all of us getting better. Just having a good time.
That's awesome. Anything you guys are looking forward to this season?
You know, I guess we're just looking forward to senior night at this point. Just going to have a good game, hopefully. Make it exciting.
That's awesome. Ian Watts joining us as senior on the Clover Hill volleyball team here on the Play Chesterfield Athlete Spotlight. How about you? You have any plans for next year yet?
I plan on going to college. Not sure where yet, though, but you know, see what happens.
You got time. I didn't know at this stage of the game either. So don't let me tell you have to decide until it's time to decide. That's my official advice for you there, Ian. Anybody else on the team you want to give a shout out to here while you're on with us?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I could just go down the roster and shout out everybody, but I got to say our captain and setter Tyler Wambach. I mean, he leads our practices. He just takes charge. I mean, just a great guy, great ball player. I mean, nothing bad to say about him.
That's really cool. Awesome to hear from you, and good luck to the Clover Hill volleyball team going forward.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you guys all for your time. We appreciate hearing from you. And that was Clover Hill on our Play Chesterfield Athlete Spotlight of the week. Next week, we'll be going right down the road. We'll be checking in with the Cosby Titans. That'll be, of course, 10:30 Wednesday morning, every Wednesday here on MP on the Mic. Thanks to David, Ian, and Maggie joining us from Clover Hill today. Great segment. We wish them the best going forward with their season. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.